This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know I laughed when you left.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Maryville University sponsors our phone lines. They're continuing to build a more diverse and inclusive campus. It's a core value of the institution and one of four pillars in Maryville's strategic plan. Diversity and inclusion are key principles of the learning environment at Maryville. Maryville.edu. Brian, are we at Maryville soon? Are we somewhere?
I think that's still in the works, okay. Locking down a date. I do know, to my knowledge at least, no remotes this week. Next week, however, we have two Big Island Spa off Washington Avenue. It's a, I was talking to the owner. No, it's a spa, Hawaiian-inspired spa, because the owner's wife is from the Big Island of Hawaii. And so everything is imported from the state of Hawaii. Palm trees, the essential oils and all that. That's Thursday. Next Friday, Frank, in preparation for Cinco de Mayo, we'll be at Rosalita's downtown off Washington Avenue, a fantastic Mexican restaurant.
Ask Plowsy who he thinks on the Blues will go on an Ovechkin-like bender.
This is a fantastic question. If they win the cup.
Man, that is a tough one.
They have kind of a reserve squad.
That's why I'm trying to think. I'm thinking Patty Maroon, being a local kid, might get a little. But I don't know if he drinks that much.
Like previously, I would have said.
Reeves would have been great to have on our team. He'd be going wild.
I would have said Stasny in previous years, but he's no longer here.
Maybe Edmondson, maybe. I mean, somebody with a little bit younger, a little bit more personal.
Pareko's
I don't know if he's a wild, but he's a guy that probably likes to have fun, young.
I'd love to see Berube get after it on the float, parade down Market Street.
Where would you take it in St. Louis? Gosh, there's a multitude of places.
Oh, you start off with Kemos.
That's a good thought. Doug Waite took it to Carl's right down the road.
Oh, and my favorite spot.
I'd say Obie Clark's is going to be one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it has to be.
Because they're such a great hockey bar.
Maggie O's probably.
Yachty will go on the bender for the Blues, according to Zeebo's
Wrestling
Buddy.
Which I would prefer. I get on the float and start getting tanked. He is
a lot of people were surprised to see Yachty's name in the lineup on Sunday after watching him in the in one of the boxes on Saturday night.
Yeah. No question, Pat Maroon.
That's what I thought. I thought Patty Maroon, being a local kid, I thought he'd get after it a little bit.
What if it's Bennington? He's just so reserved, but then they win the cup and he just cuts it loose.
He will.
Yet to give a 10-second or over soundbite and yet to smile. That dude's stone cold. I could not see it, but maybe. I couldn't even see him celebrating after, let's say, they win the cup and they're on the ice. I feel like he'd be the guy that just V-lines it right towards, you know, the bench. And
Steve has been very provocative with these texts today. All right.
636 says Brett Hull, which I guess, fine. Yeah.
Some of these,
you know what, Holy
Blanger,
probably.
That's what I'm saying. The former ones, absolutely.
That's the float you want to be on during the parade. It's the X-Blue float. That'll be the fun one.
That will be unbelievable.
Get Keith Tkachuk on it.
Oh, my goodness.
They're the one guy. That's the guy.
That's where all the beer's going to be.
If anyone's going on a bender, it could be Tkachuk. That'd be great.
All right. If I was John Gant, I would think about how the Cardinals wore out Bowman, Sechrist, and Lyons in 2 years from overuse. Well, I'm sure they have to be conscious of it because it's happened, you know, right in front of their face. And they know that Gant's a very valuable pitcher. I just got to be careful. I mean, you got to use the guy because he's your best pitcher, but you just got to be careful.
You said it best. You got to use him. You get in these situations. You try to avoid situations where Gant needs to pitch long stretches, but when you're in it, he's the guy to go to. So I don't think you limit it too much.
Right, and the solution isn't, I mean, it's not the fault, I don't think, entirely of Shildt or anyone on their usage. It's the starting rotation. They got to pitch deeper.
Yeah.
If you have starters pitching into the seventh more frequently, then suddenly you don't have to use Gant or Brebbia as often. You've built your rotation to allow that. That's the issue, right? Yeah.
Have a starter go more than four.
Yes. You have three starters who consistently should do it. That's Flaherty, Michaelis, who did on Saturday, and Michael Wacha. You have two others who should do it more often than not, and that's Wainwright and hopefully a Dakota Hudson. Problem is, only one has done it all year. So that's what needs to change.
All right. What else there, Brian? Read a few more.
I saw Hall at 801 Fish, and he was eating shrimp the size of my head, says Stephen Wildwood. Edmondson, look at the shots he put down in Philly at the Origin of Gloria. That's from the Sausage Wheelie.
Well, that Gloria song is catchy right after, and they blast that thing. I mean, you don't even have to love the song. When that thing is blasting and you just won a game, it's cool.
Even outside of soccer games, I'm excited for the potential that stadium to bring other events to St. Louis, such as having another live music venue downtown outdoors. I can't remember if he brought this up on the air or not. I was talking to Vivarito when he was at Maggio's when we had him on location a couple weeks ago. He was talking, this opens up the possibility of big college soccer events, like the College Cup, Division I National Championship.
And also, like, Division II football championships
yes.
and stuff.
Yes, I'd imagine it opens yourself up more for international friendlies for soccer. And maybe this is a good venue to bring in more European teams to come in and play from the Premier League. This it just opens up more things to do. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Makes the skyline look better, too, by the way. It just makes it look nicer.
I don't know. That piece of land right now is so beautiful down there. I don't know why you
don't mess with that. It's
historic. Yes. Somebody wanted me to ask Bernie. Oh, here it is. Frank Chief is a free agent. Ask Bernie about coming back. I should have, but I will say this, that if they win the cup and Doug Armstrong somehow doesn't get this guy locked up, then Doug Armstrong's in big trouble. I mean, I know there's an example. I mean, Barry Trotz, Washington last year, left. But you would think that the Chief loves it here, and we love having
And you have a roster built for long-term success, I do believe, rather than if you go to a team that—
Either every player is in their prime or about to be in their prime.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Well, you know, Bomeister's a little bit older, but still, it's a great-looking roster that Doug has put together. All right, let's take a short time out. When we come back, we'll be joined by Martin Kilcoyne.